KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 73 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, Mid-American Energy spokesman Jeff Greenwood said just before 8 a.m. today that power will be shut off to some 4,000 customers in the Griswold and Lewis area while substation repairs are being made. Here's his statement this morning.
We are going to have to shut off our customers in Griswold and Lewis, which is going to happen very shortly, and they will be out for up to an hour, so we hope to restore them by 9 o'clock. What we're doing is we're taking down the substation. We are rerouting some of our equipment, some of our circuits around a bad piece of equipment, and to do that, they have to turn that off. So it's going to affect about 1,000 customers. And then once we turn that back on, once we've got the circuit rerouted around the bad equipment, that should take care of the problem and should resolve the flickering that people have reported throughout the night. There's also a circuit in Elliott. We have resolved that one already. We've rerouted that, so that won't affect those customers now, but it will affect customers in Griswold and Lewis. We understand the frustration that people have, and we're frustrated as well. We thought we had the problem resolved around 7 o'clock, by 7 o'clock this morning, but that turned out not to be the case. So we've got another workaround, and we've also got another crew en route to that substation with a piece of equipment to replace what's down right now or what's not working correctly.
The Nebraska trial of a Kansas man charged with the collision deaths of four motorcyclists from southwest Iowa has been delayed again. The new trial starting today for 24-year-old Hazar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas is December 3rd. Keith County, Nebraska District Court records say he pleaded not guilty in October of 2017 to four felony counts of vehicular homicide, one misdemeanor count of reckless driving, and one of failing to drive in his lane. Cisneros Hernandez's trial previously had been set to start in July of this year and then successfully in April and August and October. Prosecutors say his vehicle hit two motorcycles that were carrying two people each on July 1st, 2017, near Ogallala, Nebraska. Authorities say 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny from Bedford were killed in the crash, along with 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geraldine Weiss, who lived in Council Bluffs. A total of seven people filed their nomination papers for city offices or school board positions Monday in Cass County. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes said that as of 4 p.m. Monday, the following had filed to run that day in the November 5th elections. And they include incumbents Richard L. Clark and Ryan Lockwood for the Lewis City Council, Virgil W. Anderson for the Marnie City Council, Randall Baxter, incumbent for the mayor of City of Marnie, also Kevin McCunn and Adam McCunn for the Messina City Council, both incumbents, and a Griswold School Board, Ryan Asklin, has filed to run for office. And you can read more about that on our news page at KJAN.com. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports just two arrests took place over the past week. On September 9th, 47-year-old Bobby Glenn Egan of Stewart was arrested by Stewart Police on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse, assault, display, or use of a weapon, first offense, and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Egan was turned over to Cass County deputies and released from custody on September 12th. And 42-year-old Brandy Dawn Johnson of Perry was arrested September 9th for driving while license denied or revoked, OWI-related, and OWI third offense. She was taken into custody by the Iowa State Patrol following an investigation into an accident that took place on Interstate 80 near mile marker 88 in Adair County a little before 5 p.m. on September 9th. The trooper found a Chevy Suburban hung up on the north side guardrail and partially in the ditch. Motorists advised the trooper that the female driver of the vehicle had walked away in the north ditch. She was located and identified as Brandy Johnson. Johnson failed the standard field sobriety and preliminary breath tests, during which she tested out at a 0.223 breath alcohol content, or nearly three times the legal limit. At the Adair County Sheriff's Office, Johnson blew a VAC of 0.179, which is slightly more than twice the legal limit. She was released from custody the following evening. Atlantic Police, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, and Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to an accident Monday morning at 2nd and Sunnyside Lane. A collision between a semi and a pickup occurred at the intersection at around 10:40 a.m. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Paul Wood.
The pickup truck was going westbound on 2nd Street, turning, and was going to make a left turn onto Sunnyside, and the semi pulled out in front and just caught the back end. The semi was facing northbound on Sunnyside Lane.
The semi struck the left rear extended quarter panel of the pickup, which had dual rear tires. The driver of the pickup complained he wasn't feeling well following the collision and was transported to the Cass County Hospital to be checked out and as a precaution. The driver of the semi, registered to 2M Trucking, was not hurt. Damages amounted to $3,000 altogether. The names of the drivers have not yet been released. Well, members of the Atlantic City Council will meet tomorrow evening at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. And among the action items on their agenda is a resolution committing financial support to Shift ATL for housing rehabilitation. On September the 4th, you may recall members of the Community Development Committee met with leaders of the nonprofit Shift ATL organization to discuss a formal partnership. The committee concluded a specific level of financial support prior to the identification of a project would not be appropriate, but a formal resolution of the city's intent to financially support the organization's future housing rehabilitation efforts would be the first step in recognizing the partnership. The council will also hold a public hearing on authorizing Mayor Dave Jones to make an application for the Federal Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, Water Sewer Program for water improvements on behalf of Atlantic Municipal Utilities. The costs of the project are anticipated to be nearly $1.1 million. The city will apply for a nearly $500,000 CDBG, with AMU matching more than $600,000. The CDBG application must be submitted on or before October 1st. City Administrator John Lund said the project completes a stated priority of AMU and benefits low to moderate income residents. The city will work with SWPCO to complete and file the application. Following the public hearing tomorrow, the council will act on a resolution directing the mayor to commence with the application process. In other business, Mayor Jones is expected to proclaim September 17th through the 23rd as National Constitution Week, and the month of September as National Recovery Month to bring awareness to the millions of Americans who suffer from mental and substance abuse issues and to promote healthier lifestyles. 2019 marks the 30th year of the endeavor. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.